ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ, ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ, ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. హరే కృష్ణ. ఒకేజన్ ఆఫ్ రామనవమి, ఐఎమ్ వెరీ హ్యాపీ టు షేర్ విత్ యూ సమ్ రియలైజేషన్స్ ఫ్రమ్ రామాయణ, and especially conversation which happened between Shripad Ramanujacharya and Shaila Purna. Shripad Ramanujacharya, he is considered to be an expansion of Lakshmana, and he is sitting and hearing the innermost truths of Ramayana from one of his gurus, Sri Shaila Purna. Shripad Ramanujacharya is demonstrating by his example that one should be very eager to hear about the glories of the Lord from other devotees. Hearing in the association of devotees is a very integral part of our devotional service. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also demonstrated by sitting and hearing from Shripad Ramananda. Ramanandaraya kache godavari tire adhikari hoyanti vidyanagare. Sarvam Bhattacharya recommends to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that he should go and sit and hear from Shripad Ramanandaraya. And Mahaprabhu comes there, and when he hears from Ramanandaraya, Mahaprabhu becomes elated and he tells him, Prabhu kahe aage kaha shunite upay shukhe apurvamrita nadi bhuhi tomara mukhe. Says that, my dear Lord, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tells that, dear Ramanandaraya, I am inundated in this fast flowing river of nectar which is incessantly flowing from the lips, and therefore I simply want to sit and hear more and more. Hearing this, Ramanandaraya, with his natural humility, he says, hrudaya prerana kar jihvaya kaho vani ki kohiye bhalamanda ichhui na jani. My dear Lord, you are the one inspiring me. I am speaking based on your inspiration. Whether what I am speaking is right or not, I cannot understand. Ki kohiye bhalamanda ki chuni na jani. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thus requests Ramanandaraya to speak further. And Mahaprabhu says, tomarthani aila tomar mahima shuniya tumi moraye stuti kar sanyasi janiya. Actually, I came here with a great eagerness and desire to hear you, but you are giving me the respect out of social protocols, but in that case it will not be possible for me to sit and hear any katha. Therefore, I request you to please speak to your heart's content and not bother about any kind of social protocols and social considerations which may impede my ability to sit humbly and hear and absorb the Harikatha from your lotus-like lips. We find that Shaila Purna, Srila Shaila Purna, in his discussions with Ramanujacharya, establishes five main principles. First, he establishes that Lord Ram is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. How this is possible and how he establishes this? Kim chitra machyuta mashesha shesha gandhu daseshu ananya sharaneshu atmasa. Yo rochayat samrgai swayamishwaranam Srimad Kirita that appeared with her are the Kirita. In the 11th canto, Uddhavji explains that 33 crore demigods come and they place their helmets at the lotus feet of Lord Ram. Srimad Kirita that appeared with the Padapeet. But Lord Ramachandra is actually very, very humble, that he goes around surrounded by monkeys. That Lord, who is respected and honored with awe and reverence by 330 million demigods, he is seeking help and support of a whole army of vanaras or monkeys, which shows that the Lord is conquered by love and nothing else. And so here it is described that Lord Ramachandra, his supremacy is described in this particular section. The question arises, if Lord is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, how could he not prevent his own vanaras? Why did he have to go to the forest and experience that misery? So number one, this is part of the Lord's all-attractive leela and pastime. The difference between karma and leela is we perform some karma or activity to fulfill some unfulfilled desire or need. Sridhar Swami defines leela as apurnastha nijapurtarthe cheshta. When an unfulfilled person, he defines karma as follows. Apurnastha nijapurtarthe cheshta. When there is lack of fulfillment, lack of satisfaction, and we perform an activity to try to fulfill that, that is known as karma. Whereas a person who is perfectly self-satisfied, he has nothing lacking, he does not have to perform any kind of karma. He simply performs activity just for the pleasure of his devotees. And so Lord Ram is performing all of these pastimes as part of his leela. Secondly, why these leelas are performed? These leelas are performed with a very specific task of attracting the attention of the conditioned souls. The conditioned souls have given up the association with the Supreme Lord, have rejected his service. And they are trying to experience being the Lord and Master and Enjoyer of this material creation. Bhukta bhoga parityatta drishta dosha chanityasha na ishvarasya ashubham dhatte sve mahimni sthitasya cha. It is described, bhukta bhoga parityatta. When a person tries to enjoy and then he is unable to fulfill that enjoyment, then what does he do? He becomes frustrated. And in that state of frustration, he becomes filled with anger. And then after going through this cycle for several million lifetimes, bhukta bhoga parityakta drishta dosha cha nityasha. When a conditioned soul realizes that I am not supposed to be in this kind of a situation, pain in the finger, when I place my finger in fire, indicates that this is not the right place for my finger to be in the midst of fire. So pain also has a purpose. The purpose of pain is to indicate that the soul is not rightly situated. Sa Ishvarasya Ashubam Dhatte Sve Mahimni Sthitasya. when that soul is situated in its eternal identity, in the eternal service of the Lord, then actually the soul experiences real pleasure and real joy. And therefore, this is a very important principle, that the Lord performs activities to attract the attention of the souls. And he can only attract the attention when something dramatic happens. We are not attracted to anything commonplace, anything routine. When you see the headlines of newspapers, when you see the breaking news and the trending news, it is always of activities which have had a dramatic impact. So drama captures attention, it is attractive and has the potential for absorption. So therefore, Krishna wants to attract the attention of the conditioned souls from their current absorption in material sense objects. And for that, he performs drama with all the original mellows, which are all attractive. And when he performs his pastimes, which is full of humor, romance, love, affection, parenthood, all the flavors which a person in this world would always aspire for, then one actually experiences some connection with the Supreme Lord. We find that in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Maharaj Parikshit, he requests Shukadeva Goswami to please speak about Krishna's childhood pastimes. Dhanyanaka Krishnasya Toka Acharatam Adbhutam Manusham Lokam Asadhya Tatajatim Anurundhata. Athanya, therefore, you speak about Krishna's pastimes to me because Manusham Lokam Asadhya, when Krishna performs pastimes in all other species, as a boar, as a fish, as a tortoise, these pastimes may not attract the attention of the human society so much. Or even as Parshuram, when Krishna comes in the form of a ferocious warrior, but when Krishna appears as Purun Purushottam Krishna, then he displays all the various flavors which people in human society experience in the journey of their life. And therefore, relevance creates attraction and attention. So when there is relevance, then there is attention. And wherever there is attention and attraction, there is absorption. And therefore, as Krishna, Purna Purushottam, and as Rama, Mariyata Purushottam, the Lord performs pastimes which are very relevant. And what is so relevant about both these pastimes? Both as Krishna and as Rama, Lord performed practically all of his pastimes centered around his family. It was centered around how there are ups and downs, the pulls and push in family life. There is hardly any description about Lord Ram being the perfect administrator. There is some description, but compared to the description of Lord Ram as an administrator, Lord Ram experiencing the challenges, the problems, the difficulties, the ups and downs in his personal life as a son, as a husband, as a brother, and as a loyal friend. These human elements play out more significantly than the element of Lord Ram as the perfect administrator. Similarly, Krishna also, we find that he spends more time in Hastinapur than even in Dwarka. His pastimes in Vrindavan with his family and friends and all the Brajavasis, and his pastimes with the Pandavas in Hastinapur. This reflects that Krishna is attracted by his devotee's love. And all of these pastimes are centered around Krishna along with his family members. So also we find that although Lord Ram is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, here he is actually performing dramatic pastimes which are quite human-like. The all-powerful Lord is expressing pastimes filled with vulnerability, dependence, helplessness. And similarly, in Vrindavan, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Aradhya Bhagavan Vrajesha Tanayas. I want to worship that Krishna who is the helpless, dependent, vulnerable Krishna. And therefore here, we find that Lord Ram wants to attract our attention. And as the conditioned souls experience more distress, more frustration arising out of their inability to control the situations around them. Why am I not able to control the situation? That frustration angers the conditioned soul. So Lord Ram is also demonstrating pastimes that the kingdom of Ayodhya, that which could not be conquered by armies for more than 60,000 years, that entire kingdom of Ayodhya, it was conquered not by any armor, but it was conquered by the rumor created by Manthara, and it was centered around the family politics in Ayodhya. And therefore, Lord Rama says, it is easier to control and conquer and administer an entire kingdom than it is to manage personal relationships, especially when they are centered around family. And Lord Ram wants to demonstrate that I am the Supreme Personality of Godhead, I am the all-powerful, but I cannot and will not interfere with the free will of the living entity. And therefore, the most important power and force in the entire creation is that spark of free will which has been given to the jiva. Many greatest fires in the history of the world have been created due to a spark, either in an electrical socket or in a burning stove or in the middle of a forest. Ultimately, the huge conflagration begins with a spark. But the most powerful of all sparks is the spark of the free will, the Svatantrata Ratna, the jewel of independence which the jiva has, the power which each soul carries to have an opinion, to have a desire, to be able to make a decision, to be able to actually think of doing something out of his own free accord. That freedom of expression, that ability to be totally unbounded by any external conditions and to be able to actually say that, yes, this is what I wish to do. This is my desire. And therefore, through Ramayana, Lord Ramachandra is demonstrating the power of the desire of the jiva. Let us not underestimate the power of that free will. And he says that either in Ayodhya Kanda or in Kishkindha Kanda or later in Lanka, Lord Ram is demonstrating that I will not interfere with the free will of the jiva. I will create all kinds of favorable conditions, and in that favorable conditions, if somebody's heart transforms and change, that is fine. But I am willing to go through all austerities, all trouble, all difficulties to try to cajole the souls to come back to me, to develop that relationship, But I cannot force the living entities to actually have that relationship. And therefore, in order to attract their attention, all I can do is create pastimes which are dramatic. And therefore, we find that Lord Ramachandra goes through the drama of being exiled to the forest, walking barefoot through the forest in exile along with his wife and brother, experiencing difficulties, and ultimately depending on third party for support so that he has sufficient strength and an army of credibility to be able to attack Lanka. If Lord Ram by his will, if he had demonstrated his supreme power as Abhigya Swarat, he could have simply popped out Ravana's heads and all of the 10 heads of Ravana would have rolled down in one moment. Somebody told Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, the scientists have created a dog with two heads. Prabhupada said, so what? Ravana had 10 heads and he was a big dog. Why? Because he was simply not satisfied with whatever he had. He was looking for so many other kinds of pleasures, including wanting to enjoy Sita Deva. So therefore, Lord Ram performs these pastimes, orchestrates these pastimes to attract our attention, and so he makes it dramatic. The third element we find within the conception of the first lesson which Sri Shaila Purna is speaking to Ramananda, which is Krishna, or the Lord Rama is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That in this wonderful episode and in the demonstration of this pastime, we find that Sita Devi is a very major player. And the connection of this pastime goes back to Vaikuntha. And in Vaikuntha, Lakshmi Devi is serving Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Rama. And as she is serving Lord Rama, Lakshmi is serving Lord Narayana. And as she is serving Lord Narayana, Lord Narayana is looking at Lakshmi and says, you're not looking happy. Why? And Lakshmi Devi is saying that, my dear Lord, I have a great desire. And the desire is, I want to serve you in solitude.
Hare Krishna.
This is not catching?
No, not detecting.
Why?
Hare Krishna.
So, at that point, Lakshmi Devi, she tells Lord Ram that if only I could serve you in solitude, it would be so good. And Lord Narayan, he responds by saying that actually there is nobody else who's serving me here. You have all the opportunity to serve me. What makes you dissatisfied? Is it okay? They are saying. So, in response to this, Sita Devi says, or
At that point, Lakshmi Devi says, "My dear Lord, although I am serving you, but still there is this Ananta Shesha on top with his thousands of hoods who's looking down upon us. And just by seeing those hoods and his eyes, I don't feel that we have the privacy which I am aspiring for." At that time, Lord Ram reveals, Lord Narayan reveals, "In future, when we are born in human society, we will actually try to accomplish this. We will get a lot of time together. After our marriage, we will go in one vas. And during that time, we will experience this exchange." So the marriage of Sita and Ram actually happened. And after that, both Sita and Ram continued living. They were blissful. But the demigods were getting worried. And the demigods thought, if Sita and Ram continued in this amazing, blissful relationship, what will happen to Ravana? So the demigods orchestrated Manthara as an agent to actually create a rumor and influence Kaikeyi. And therefore, becoming an agent of the demigods, Manthara actually came and she poisoned the mind of Kaikeyi. And what did she actually say? Initially, Manthara said, "My dear Kaikeyi, do you know that Ram is going to become the Supreme Personality of Godhead?" Kaikeyi was so devoted to Lord Ram that she said, "I don't mind. In fact, it is a very blissful news for me. It is excellent to hear this." When Kaikeyi was blissful upon hearing about Lord Ram becoming the king, Manthara became confused and she thought, "Let me escalate to the next level." And she said, "Do you know that if Ram becomes the king, Bharat cannot become the king?" And Kaikeyi said, "So what? Bharat will serve Lord Ram." Manthara said, "But do you know that if Ram becomes the king, the next king after Ram will be Ram's son, and Bharat's son and his sons forever will never get the opportunity to become the king." Kaikeyi said, "So what? They'll be serving Lord Ram." And then finally, Manthara spoke. "Actually, if Lord Ram becomes the king, Kaushalya will become the Guru Mata. And if Kaushalya becomes the Raj Mata, she becomes like the actual lady who rules over the kingdom as the mother of Lord Ram. You have to become Dasi of Kaushalya." When Kaikeyi heard this, that is the time when this envy within her heart was triggered. And then she became susceptible to Manthara's rumors. And at this point, it is described that Manthara represents the poison of sadhu ninda, criticism, fault finding, rumor mongering, which shakes our faith and breaks our connection with the association of devotees. Therefore, Shripad Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains that there are two kinds of distresses in this world. One is the distress of the pure devotee, and second is the distress experienced by the conditioned soul. The distress of the pure devotee is pretty straightforward, and that is, I am incompetent to actually serve Krishna because of my shortcomings. And number two, I have hardly any compassion in my heart to share with the jivas. And this lack of competence and lack of compassion makes the soul totally bewildered. And therefore the pure devotee is in a state of great distress because of this. As far as the sadhaka is concerned, the sadhaka's distress happens because of four reasons. First, he experiences distress because of ajnana, or it is because of ignorance. That ajnana results in moroseness. Second, the sadhaka experiences asakti or attachment. That attachment leads to dissatisfaction. Third, the sadhaka experiences ahankar. So the distress of the sadhaka is due to ajnana, asakti and ahankar. Within ahankar, there are four factors. First, he experiences anger. When the ahankar is not fulfilled, one experiences anger. Second, he experiences resentment in the heart. Third, he experiences loss of enthusiasm. When the false ego is crushed, one's enthusiasm is destroyed. And fourthly, when someone supersedes us, under the influence of false ego, we experience envy. So therefore, ahankar or false ego being a major cause of distress for a practicing devotee is caused due to, or it results, the ahankar results in anger, resentment, envy, and loss of enthusiasm. And therefore, out of all of these, the most deadly is that of envy. And when envy manifests itself, then our entire connection with the association of devotees is at stake. And so how do we overcome this? Srila Chakravarti Pad says, there is only one way we can overcome these distresses, either due to ajnana, asakti and ahankar. And that is by serving the devotees. Yat sevaya bhagavatas kutasthasya madhudvisha rati raso bhavet tivra padayor vyasanardana. So it is described that only by serving a devotee one can overcome this distress. And what kind of devotee? Durapahi alpatapasa seva vaikuntha vartmasu yatropagiyate nityam deva devo janardana. Devotees who have decided to have Vaikuntha as their destination. Vaikuntha vartmasu, those who are on the path of Vaikuntha, if we are able to serve such devotees, durapahi alpatapasa, only those who have acquired tremendous spiritual credits get the opportunity to serve such devotees. And therefore, in the satsanga of the Vaishnavas, is the rope which actually ties us to Lord Ram and to Lord Krishna. And Ninda is the knife which cuts that rope. And so that Ninda is caused due to Dvesha or envy. So when Kaikeyi heard the Ninda being spoken by Manthara, Ram is the Supreme Personality of Godhead still. He is in the same palace. Kaikeyi was totally attached to Lord Ram. She had total faith and dedication to Ram. She was absorbed in serving him. She experienced great pleasure and joy hearing that he is going to become king. But the knife of Ninda cut through the rope of that Sangha, which was made out of the strings of Shraddha or faith. A rope is comprised of various tiny strings which are interwoven. And those strings actually create the rope. Satsang is that shelter where all of us come together to deepen our faith in Krishna, in Lord Ram. And therefore, if someone with a sword or the knife of Ninda cuts through that, then that rope which connects us to the Supreme is cut. And hence, the first point is very important, that yes, Ram is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but the experience of Lord Ram as the Supreme Personality of Godhead can only be had in the loving, favorable association of devotees. Second, the lesson which is spoken by Sri Shaila Purna to Ramanuja is, what is surrender? So the first was, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Lord Ram. Second is, what is surrender? Bhagavat bhaktita sarvam iti usrija vidherapi kainkaryam krishna padaika ashrayatvam sharanagati. Surrender has three components. Number one, to accept the Supreme Lord as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, to accept Krishna and Ram as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan. And to know that kainkaryam krishna padaika, only service to the lotus feet of Lord is all in all. So the first element is kainkaryam. Kainkaryam krishna padaika. One with folded hands is constantly meditating on the tips of the toes of the Supreme Lord, begging, what can I do now to please you and to serve you? That is called kainkaryam. The second aspect of bhakti is bhagavat bhaktitah sarvam, to accept bhakti as all in all, as the ultimate samam bonam process through which we can attain him. And number three, iti utsrijya vidherapi, and to be willing to give up anything which is opposed to the principle of bhakti. And in this way, ashrayatvam sharanagati. This is known as sharanagati. So let us discuss a few examples of sharanagati or surrender as described in Ramayana. The first example of sharanagati is the surrender by Sita to Lord Ram. When Ram was banished to the forest, it was a banishment only for Ram. Sita had grown up in the most luxurious of all settings, in the palace of Janak Maharaj. Throughout her entire life, Sita had not even known or seen what is a thorn. She had not seen a wild beast. Sita would only walk on lotus petals. And it is described that her lotus feet were so gentle, so soft like butter, that when they would come in contact with those lotus petals, the lotus petals would hurt her feet, and those feet would become reddened. This is the kind of protection, luxury, and the great affection bestowed upon Sita by Janaka Maharaj. And after marriage, Sita spent 12 years with Lord Ram in the opulence of Ayodhya. And that opulence of Ayodhya was also incomparable. Now, Lord Ram is being asked to go to the forest. And this is not like a vacation to some other country. It is not a vacation where everything is organized. But here, Sita has to decide whether she wants to go through all of the austerities and painful experiences which Lord Ram is going to go through. Or Sita had a choice. Lord Ram came and told Sita, I'm going to the forest. And Sita would have said, really? Too bad. What can I pack for you? Please go ahead. Stay in touch. I'll pray for you. But Sita said at this point, Yas tvaya sahasa swargo nirayo yas tvaya bina iti janan param pritim gacharam mayasah. She says, my dear Lord, you are giving such a horrific detailed description of the forest with an effort to bewilder me, to frighten me, to discourage me, to make me change my plan so that I do not come with you to the forest. You are calling the forest hellish. But let me tell you, in my opinion, yas tvaya sahasa swargo, for me, the opportunity to be with you, to serve you and to please you, that is heavenly delight. That is swarga. That is the only pleasure I care for. Nirayo yas tvaya vina, if you are not there, that place becomes hellish. Your association is heavenly and separation from you is hellish. Therefore, iti janan param pritim gacha ram maya saha. And therefore, dear Ram, please, let me come with you. And in this way, Sita Devi is begging Ram that I want to experience all the difficulties and danger in the forest. Because as long as I have your association, your service, that is the only pleasure. In the presence of that pleasure, I can tolerate all other pain. But if I do not have the pleasure to serve you and please you, in the absence of that pleasure, every other pleasure of this world is nothing but a useless pain. And then she says, yes, my dear Lord, you may be thinking that how will Sita offer any service to me in the forest? In fact, my entire energy and time will go in trying to make her comfortable in the forest. So Sita says, no. Agratasthe gamishyanti mridanti kushakantakan. Actually, if you allow me to come to the forest, I will walk in front of you and I will press with my feet on the thorns and the pebbles and crush them to powder so that you are comfortable, so your experience of walking through the forest is comfortable. Yes, my dear Lord, I will not be a burden on you. I will assist you. My journey to the forest will not be an added discomfort for you. It will be beneficial for you. I will be part of your mission. I am not coming to enjoy myself. I am coming to serve you. Agratasti gamishyami. I will walk in front of you. And so the Acharyas explain that Sita Devi is hinting that yes, there is a mission of the demigods. Yes, there is a mission which we had planned as Lakshmi Narayan. We have to fulfill that mission of being in solitude. We have to fulfill the mission of killing Ravana. And therefore allow me to become the instrument to walk into Ravana's kingdom before you, to allow you the proper excuse to be able to attack and kill Ravana. Agratasti Kamishya. Mridanti Kushakantakan, I will become the instrument in crushing the thorn of Ravana. And in this way, Sita Devi, with tears in her eyes, holding the lotus feet of Lord Ram, is begging and pleading Lord Ram to allow her to come to the forest. Lord Ram accepts her request. Now, the second example of surrender is that of Lakshman. When Lakshman sees that Sita's plea has been accepted, Lakshman looks at Lord Ram and says, "My dear Lord, I must also come with you." Lord Ram looks at Lakshman and says, "Sita is wife. Wife has to come because she is wedded to me and she has taken vows to support me and experience half my joys and sorrows. But you are my brother and you have your own wife and your own family. And therefore, you stay back and you cannot come with me." When Lakshman hears this, the words of denial of Lord Ram act like thunderbolt hitting upon his heart. And Lakshman, with tears in his eyes, lunges and clasps the lotus feet of Lord Ram. And as he is performing the abhishek of Lord Ram's feet with his tears, looking towards Sita Devi, he says, "Deeptam agnim aranyam va yadi ramam pravekshati pravishtam tatra mam devi tvam purvam avadharaya." He is speaking to Ram but looking at Sita. "Tvam purvam avadharaya pravishtam tatra mam devi." "Oh my dear Devi, oh Sita Devi, I am speaking this prayer to Lord Ram, but I am speaking looking at you, because all prayers can only be fulfilled by the divine grace of the goddess of fortune, the tender-hearted feminine counterpart of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We approach the Lord through that energy. Hare Krishna, Sita Ram, Lakshmi Narayan." And therefore, looking at Sita Devi, he says, "Deeptam agnim aranyam va yadi ramam pravekshati." If Lord Ram enters into a flaming forest, if a forest is on fire and there is no opportunity for anyone to survive, if Ram enters into such a forest, I actually come in front of him and I precede the entry into the forest and I insist on entering the forest before him to go and fight with the flames and douse the flames and then allow Lord Ram to come by. "Pravishtam tatra mam devi tvam purvam avadhare." So I am a person who will not even care for my life because my life is service to Lord Ram. And therefore, it may be a blazing forest fire, the whole world may hold my arms and say, "You cannot enter, you will die." And I'll say, if I do not get an opportunity to serve Lord Ram even for a moment, that is death for me. And therefore, I have to accompany Lord Ram into the forest. So we see that Lakshman, being a Kshatriya, Kshatriyas like to rule. But here in Ramayana, we see that the Lord is demonstrating pastime of Lakshman being a Kshatriya, is demonstrating that the eternal joy and pleasure and the constitution of the soul is to serve. And therefore, Lakshman is constantly serving and does not leave even for a moment. He appeared after Lord Ram and he ended his pastimes before Ram. And thus Lakshman demonstrates the eternal constitutional position of the living entity. Lakshmano Lakshmi Sampanna Bahir Prana Ivapara. For the soul, for the jiva, the real Lakshmi, the real treasure, the real opulence is Lakshmano Lakshmi Sampanno, Seva at the lotus feet of Lord Ram. And this was the real opulence which Lakshman was hankering for. And at this point, Lakshman, when the episode of Ram, Sita and Lakshman going into the forest happens, and at a certain point, they have to say goodbye to Sumantra, who has come to leave them in the forest. And Sumantra says, any message for Dasharatha Maharaj? And Lakshman at that time angrily says, Aham tamat Maharaje Pitrutvam nopalakshaye Bhrata balascha bandhuscha Pitascha mamaraghava. O Sumantra, if you are going to Ayodhya and you have to give a message to Dasharatha, please tell him that from this day onwards he is no longer my father. I am cutting off my connection with him. And tell him, for me, Bhrata Bhartascha bandhuscha Pitascha mama raghava. Lord Ram is my brother, is my father, is my master, is my well-wisher, is my friend. Lord Ram is everything for me. I cut off my connection with Dasharatha as his son. Three lessons we learn from this statement of Lakshman. First, Lakshman demonstrates detachment. Three important qualities for progress in spiritual life. Three qualities for a sevaka and a sadhaka to progress is one, vairagya. To give up those things which are unfavorable for bhakti. Dasharatha Maharaj had become an aparadhi, an offender to all the Ayodhya Vasis, to all the Vaishnavas. And therefore, secondly, the lesson Lakshman is teaching is, we must avoid aparadha. We must avoid aparadha and especially Vaishnava aparadha. And third lesson, Lakshman demonstrates that ultimately the fulfillment of all of our relationships come in our relationship with the Supreme Lord Ram. We find the ultimate shelter in that relationship. And that relationship is all perfect and it can never go sour. And therefore, we find that Lakshman is demonstrating a great example of surrender. And the third example of surrender is Sumitra Devi, Lakshman's mother. She surrenders to Lord Ram and she tells her own son Lakshman, Srishtastambana Vasasya Swanuraktasya Suhrajane Rame pramade makarshit putra bhratari gacchati. My dear Lakshman, srishtratvam vanavasasya. You have been created for life in the forest, which means the soul is meant for serving the Supreme Lord. And therefore, material education is trying to train us how to constantly manipulate material circumstances so that we can improve our experience. Change in circumstances cannot be controlled. Change in circumstances cannot reflect in the form of an improved internal experience. Sumitra is telling Lakshman that what really gives pleasure and joy and deepest internal experience of satisfaction is the opportunity for the soul to serve. Srishtratvam vanavasasya svanuraktasya suhrajane. The soul is attached to the Supreme Lord eternally. And the more the soul exerts and goes through different kinds of difficulties and challenges to give pleasure to the Supreme Lord, that gives the deepest joy. And therefore, externally, you may go through difficulties and challenges in the forest, but pain is a constant concomitant factor for anybody in this world. And so Thakur Bhaktivinoda says, Tomar sevaya dukha hoye yata saito parama sukha seva sukha dukha parama sampada nashaye avidya dukha. In your service, my dear Lord, one experiences difficulty. That is the source of the greatest pleasure, because one will go through pain, difficulty, disease, old age, infamy, in all kinds of dualities. It's part of life. But when someone is taken to the shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna, when he is actually going through difficulties in the process of devotional service, that difficulty actually becomes the source of his purification. Seva sukha dukha parama sampada, that becomes his greatest opulence. Nashaye avidya dukha, and it destroys the ignorance. And therefore, here, the mother of Lakshman, Sumitra, explains three very important qualities for a sevak, for a servant of the Lord. A sadhaka has to be, number one, aware of his purpose. So she's making Lakshman aware of the purpose of why he exists. Lakshman, you do not exist to experience the luxury of all the soft beds in Ayodhya. Lakshman, you do not exist to spend time separate from Ram. The purpose of your existence is to always serve the Lord, be in his association. Therefore, the first quality is we have to be aware of our purpose. Second, she says, Rame pramatam makarshit. Lakshman, please be aware that Lord Ram, with his beautiful greenish complexion, with long flowing hairs curling on his foreheads, long eyes which reach up to his ears, strong, powerfully well-built arms, is an embodiment of beauty. Lord Ram is so bewitchingly beautiful that Lakshman, in the forest, you may just become attracted to that beauty of Lord and just keep drinking the nectar of his beauty and forget your service to protect him from attacks, to protect him from various animals and demons who may attack. And therefore, please remember that you are not becoming a devotee to enjoy the benefits of devotional service. You are not become a devotee to enjoy the pleasure which the Lord is giving you. Some pleasure may come as a secondary aspect, as an associated aspect of practice of devotional service. But Lakshman, you must be alert to your proclivities of the enjoyment propensities which may pollute you. And therefore, you are not going to the forest to enjoy Ram's beauty. You are going to the forest to protect him and serve him in all circumstances. So therefore, apart from the first quality of awareness of purpose, the second quality is there should be alertness of our proclivities. Third, she says, Ramam Dasharatam Vidhi Mam Vidhi Janakatmajam Ayodhyam Atavim Vidhim Gacchatata Yathasukham. My dear son, now that you are going into the forest, do not have any other consideration. You should simply be absorbed in the process of service. You have nothing and no one else in the creation. In that moment of service, only you exist and the Lord exists, and the opportunity to serve him and please him exists. Crystallize the entirety of time in that one moment with a pure desire and intention to just serve and please him to the best of your ability. The greatest of powerful warriors, businessmen, students, scientists may put efforts in so many million ways in achievements, but the greatest achievement is that of the soul who puts his every energy, every will and desire in that one moment to selflessly, purely please the Lord and create ripples of bliss in the ocean of the Lord's heart. And therefore, Ayodhyam Atavim Vidhi, nothing exists. That forest is Ayodhya. Ram is like Dasharath. Sita is like me. You have nothing else to consider. No regrets, no reactions, and no kind of other distractions. Therefore, become absorbed. And therefore, Lakshman in that forest demonstrated the five qualities of service attitude: affection, enthusiasm, submission, hard work, ability to overlook misunderstanding. And therefore, Bhavakyena Kritakyena Dharmakyena cha Lakshmana. Lakshman demonstrated the qualities of an ideal servant who has the right conscience, the right character, and the right competence. And therefore, he had affection for Lord Ram, submission to Lord Ram, he had enthusiasm to serve and please Lord Ram. He was willing to work relentlessly. And so Lakshman took a vow that he will not sleep for all the period of Vanvas till Lord Ram comes back to Ayodhya. And fifth, in spite of working so hard and having such purity of consciousness, still there were episodes when Sita misunderstood him. When Lakshman was chastised, his intentions were questioned. but he had the ability to overlook misunderstanding. And that is a very important aspect of continued service attitude. And in this way, Lakshman, Sita, Sumitra demonstrate the principle of surrender. And this is the second lesson which Sripada Ramanujacharya is hearing from Sri Shailapurna on what is surrender. So today we could cover two aspects of the five aspects spoken by Sri Shailapurna to Sripada Ramanujacharya, the five aspects from Ramayana, the five lessons from Ramayana. The first being, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Lord Ram. That experience of Ram being the Supreme Godhead is experienced in the association of devotees, which is favorable. And in that favorable association, our faith is nourished. And only on the basis of that faith, we can experience Lord Ram's Godhood. Second lesson is that, how do we respond to that Supreme Lord? Through surrender. And that surrender is the willingness to perform bhakti at any cost, overlooking all kinds of other shastric injunctions. The one-pointed aim is simply to serve and please the Lord, as demonstrated by Sita, Lakshman and Sumitra as examples. Tomorrow we will discuss three other aspects of Sri Shailapurna's teachings to Sripada Ramanujacharya on the occasion of Ram Navami. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.